Welcome to the Europe à la carte podcast on the 1st of January 2011. A very happy new year to all our listeners. I'm Karen Bryan, founding editor of Europe à la carte, where you'll find European travel tips about the best places to visit and stay in Europe. In this 5-minute podcast, I'll tell you which were the 5 most popular posts on the Europe à la carte blog in 2010. You can see the posts in full at www.europealacarte.co.uk/blog. By far the most popular post was how to avoid paying the £5 per person per flight admin fee when you book your flights with Ryanair, the low-cost airline. Now, this post is more directed at UK readers. The only way to avoid paying this £5 per person per flight admin fee is to pay for your Ryanair flights with a MasterCard prepaid debit card. Now, if you think about booking flights for a family of 4, that's going to be an additional £40 in payment admin fees. So it is worth looking into getting one of these cards if you're booking for a family or if you use Ryanair a few times a year. Now, some of these cards do have application fees, various fees when you use them, but if you use the ones I recommend, it's probably going to cost you a lot less than £10 per person to use another card. The other downside is that you have to preload a prepaid debit card, which means if you suddenly see a bargain flight and you haven't got some money sitting in your card to pounce and buy the flight there and then, you've had it. So if you look at the blog post, you'll see my recommendations. And also, if you get one of the cards through the referral link on the blog, you'll avoid paying the £10 application fee. The second most popular post on Europe à la carte in 2010 was wine tourism in Croatia, wines of the Istrian Peninsula. So when many people think of Croatia, wine's not the first thing that comes to mind. However, on the Istrian Peninsula, the western part of the country on the Adriatic coast, which borders with Slovenia to the north, is becoming quite well known for great wines. There are 4 different wine roads that you can follow, and 3 main types of Istrian wine. White wines of Malvagizija, I'm sure I pronounced that wrongly, and Muscat, and the red wine of Tiran. So, if you're interested in wine, and also seafood, because I was in Istria almost 2 years ago, and the seafood there is wonderful. It's a great place to go for beautiful countryside, truffles, seafood, and wine. The next most popular post was travelling with a netbook, a blessing or a curse. I wrote this post soon after I bought my netbook in February 2009. A netbook is just a small laptop, and I bought it really for portability. Because it's smaller, the screen and the keyboard are smaller, which can be a bit of a pain, but at the same time it means I can fit it in my one carry-on bag with the low-cost airlines. The main problem I've had with the netbook is getting online. Once I go outside the UK, roaming charges are so high, I'm just not prepared to pay them, so I'm really depending on hotel Wi-Fi. And I have massive problems the majority of the time with a bad signal. So, yeah, it's like having a decent car but no road to drive it on. The next popular post was another post about Croatia, about the island of Mali Lozenge. Again, local seafood is recommended here, and they even make their own brandy on this island. So Croatia is a very interesting country to visit. I've been twice, once to Istria, as I mentioned earlier, and the other time to Zadar in the centre of the country, still on the coast. And the 5th most popular post was about Market Day in Olsay in France. Now, France is renowned for wonderful produce markets, and some people have reckoned that Olsay is the best food market in France. Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but it looks lovely in the photos. So I hope you've enjoyed hearing about the most popular posts on the Europe à la carte blog in 2010, and do join us again soon and subscribe to the blog on iTunes. Goodbye.